everyone. My name is Yashna.
And I'm Kalpana.
Welcome to the Worth of Our Opinion podcast.
We are Indian postgrads in psychology, one among those that actually can't read your mind. We share our experiences and conflicts of the world, the other, and the self. Now, our content is not limited to the field that we're studying. We value listening with the intention to understand, and on this podcast, we share perspectives in a real, meaningful, and simple way.
But before we begin, a little disclaimer. We are going to be talking about so many topics on this podcast, and when we're talking about them, when we're in that zone of flow, we may not be aware of the generalizations we may be making at that moment. We believe that there are exceptions that exist for everything, and we would like to take full responsibility for all that we share and speak about. Hello everyone.
Hi.
We just spoke for an hour. What's up, Karna?
What's up with me, bro? You can't just pop a question and expect me to answer. I don't know what's up with me. I'm feeling pretty I'm gonna have pizza tonight. Oh, that's what's up. I'm gonna have pizza tonight, and this is quite legendary, guys, because this is the first time my family is ordering out after Rona, so this is quite legendary, right? I'm gonna have pizza tonight. That's what's up. What's up with you?
I just realized that I had to answer it back, but I've been living, I guess.
Yashna knows. I mean, as you know, Yashna cannot be put on the spot.
So, speak. Oh, I have to tell what's up with me. Oh, okay.
You just said I'm living, which is quite obvious.
I have a game night tonight at 8 o'clock. And we're going to play this game called Psych, I think.
Wait, Psych. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, Psych! Exclamation mark. That's the name of the game. But yeah, I'm psyched for that.
Oh, come on, bro. If you're going to expect me to laugh at that, I'm sorry, I'm out of here. By the way, not pro tip, but suggestion. If you guys have not watched the TV show Psych, you definitely should. It's funny.
I myself haven't.
Yes, it's very, very funny. It's a detective show, but it's funny as hell.
Noted. So, I am someone who likes feedback. I am someone who likes constructive criticisms. So let's start with why I seek feedback. Because number one, I want to get better. And number two, if I find out that I've done something wrong, receiving feedback can help me improve on that one particular thing. So that's one main reason why I was going to say feedback, but
seek feedback.
Seek feedback. But I voluntarily put out, like, I ask suggestions from people, and I'll ask questions like, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? So that's who I've always been. But here's the twist, if I can say that. I started taking everything personally. Every feedback that I used to get, every constructive or not so constructive feedback, everything I used to get, I started internalizing it. And I started taking everything to heart, you know. It would get so serious that I would, you know, end up in self-doubt. And even now, I have this problem, disclaimer. I'm still learning how to deal with this. But, hell, I had this problem last night. But I'm someone who's still learning how to deal with constructive criticism and not so constructive criticism. And I realized that there's a very, very thin line between these two. And I read this quote somewhere, and it said that, you know, take it to your mind and not to your heart.
Right.
Especially when it comes to feedback and constructive criticism. That's when I realized that there's a thin line between you're bad at this, you can be better, and you're bad at this, you suck, and you can't do better ever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There's a very thin line, I feel like. And in the long run, you know, you eventually learn how to do that. And I'm still in the process. I'm still learning how to do that.
I am too, you know, like, and when we're talking about feedback in this episode, guys, it's not limited to, okay, feedback on your presentation or your work. You know, it can be feedback on anything. It can be feedback on, again, as I mentioned, it can be feedback on the work you did, some qualities you have that other family and friends see of you or other people see of you. And it can also be some actions that you took, that you did. So it's a very broad term that we're saying feedback. It's not something that's just limited to the, you know, organizational sector or the work sector or something like that. It's very, very broad. We're talking in that context. And when Yashna said there's a fine line between constructive criticism and not so constructive criticism, there's also a fine line between bluntness and being truly honest. And I think in body language, we have, we covered
touch
on this.
Touch upon this.
Yeah. The book review, our first book review. promoting. Go nice check it out, friends. So in that one, I was also saying that there's a difference between that, because when we truly give people an opinion about what we think of them, we can truly tell them what's really going on and what we really think without hurting them with the words that we use. And this is not the same as sugarcoating. I think sugarcoating is something that people think is ingenuine, but that's because we're so conditioned as people to speak violently, that only if I speak with anger am I honest, because I'm losing all inhibitions and I'm speaking to you. But what people don't understand is, and something I took a long time to understand, is that I can still tell you the truth and still be very accommodative and still be very considerate of myself and you when I'm telling you what bothered me about something you did.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk about this when we speak about how to give constructive criticism. Yeah. But now more on the perspective of how to receive constructive criticism. You know, it's very difficult about how to receive constructive criticism, and with regards to receiving it. Okay, so there's a difference between constructive criticism and, you know, negative feedback. Positive and negative criticism, ideally, the goal should be focusing more on the positive constructive criticism.
Hmm.
Because I feel that it comes from people who care about you.
Yeah.
People who love you, who want to see you get better, you know. And when it comes to positive criticism, I also feel like we should understand that it's not personal. And this is something I personally took a while to understand, that if someone is criticizing you, and this is strictly on the basis of receiving criticism, if someone is criticizing you, it sometimes could feel like they're criticizing you and not the work that you're doing.
Yeah. Also, another reason why it's also difficult to accept it is because feedback as such, it's been manhandled. And usually, you know, people use it to punish another person by saying, listen, they criticize other people and punishing them or manipulating them to get what they want, or also just brutal frankness that has no place for consideration of another person. That is on one end. But even on our end, it becomes difficult to accept that kind of criticism, because we at times do get defensive, and we also argue back with facts, or we just blame and we inflict, well, you did this too, you know, we blame them again. And this is essentially coming from a place of not wanting to be rejected. And if someone is giving me this criticism, are they rejecting me? And are they denying something about me?
Exactly.
And that's so valid, because there's a lot of stress around giving feedback and criticism and all that, because essentially when we're so worried about these things, our brain goes into this amygdala hijack. And it's essentially when, since our amygdala is responsible for the perception of threat, you know, immediately, since we associate feedback with negative experiences sometimes, or the fear of being rejected, our brain automatically goes into threat mode. And the way we receive feedback is, no, okay, so how do I defend myself in this scenario? How do I keep my place in this scenario? Yeah. So it's so difficult. Yeah, receiving feedback is quite hard in that sense.
Yeah. So one thing that can help with, you know, not instantly going to that zone of protecting yourself, one thing that you can do is detaching yourself from the work that you do. You know, say it's a PPT or say it's a story that you've written, you know, and that story and that PPT is not something that defines everything about who you are. Okay, so you detach yourself from that work that you're doing and you you make yourself understand that they're criticizing that particular work and they're not criticizing who you are as a person. You know, especially when it comes to constructive positive, you know, feedback or constructive criticism. They want to see you get better, you know. They want to see you... one thing that I want to state that if it is constructive positive feedback, it comes from people we love, number one, and it comes from people who value us as a person. We often tend to lose sight of that, you know. Since you said, you know, we instantly go into that defensive mode, like we don't rationalize with ourselves and we attach ourselves to that work. Yeah. You know, if they are talking about that work, they are talking about me as a person. I am a horrible person for the work that I've done. I'm still working on that, but that has helped me a lot.
And so, like, one thing that I'm thinking about, so that is depending on the work that you're doing. And often I find that it's really difficult for me to not internalize feedback when they talk about me as a person or something that I did, or especially when that feedback comes in the form of such harsh language that you're so unorganized or you're so, I don't know, you're so dumb, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or you don't listen to me. Things like that. Like, those are such common examples that we see every day. Yet you see, we get very triggered by hearing those things. And it's not just what they're saying. It's also how they're saying it that puts us into this mode of, okay, no, how do I defend? And how do I defend? And so that's what, so like, even people who love you, it can go both ways. People who love you can say things harshly. People who don't know you and don't have anything to do with you also can say things harshly. And so often what helps me, like in this scenario, is to look past the words that they're using and the tone that they're using and go beyond that. What is this person wanting me to do with what they're saying to me? So if I'm too unorganized, are they wanting some order in the house? Or are they wanting me to be meticulous, you know? And when I do that, the responsibility of their emotions doesn't fall on my actions. It comes from what they just really value. So if someone were to come and tell me that, hey, listen, like I felt bored during your presentation. So, okay, this person wanted to be entertained, you know? So when I do that, I automatically understand that their opinions are for them. And what they think, they're just telling me because that's what they would have loved. And not that they're denying my work in any way. Because another person might have liked my presentation, you know? Like I mentioned in the episode of Who Are We, right? One person may view my sensitivity as suffocating, but another person might view my sensitivity as something that's engaging with them. And so when I say, okay, this person said that you're a crybaby, you know, were they feeling suffocated because they wanted some space, you know? And that automatically prevents me from putting it on me.
Adding on to what you just said, sometimes people can hurt you or belittle you or, you know, say things to you. And sometimes they won't tell you why they're telling you something. And they also won't tell you like a path, or they won't suggest a path of improvement.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I got from what you were saying. And to be honest, I don't know what one can do when someone doesn't tell you why, or someone doesn't tell you a path of improvement. That's something that I'm still working on. And if you have anything, just pitch that out.
Well, so are you asking me what to do when another person doesn't give you a specific instance? Yeah.
No, not an instance. Why? More like a why of, why do they say
that
thing?
Why does this person think I'm clingy? Or why does this person think I'm too aggressive, you know? Instead of saying, you're too aggressive, but why, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I think we need to get to a specific instance. And I'll tell you why. Because even if I was like, okay, so why do you think that? They're just going to be like, well, yeah, because you're just so loud all the time and you just shout all the time. So if you say why and you stop with why, you're not going to get what you really need. And and for you to be able to dissociate what they're feeling and for them to take responsibility for what they're feeling and to not put it on you, you need to go to a specific instance. And something I do is that, oh, was it when I said that I didn't like your hair to you? And if it's that, they'll be like, yeah, it was that. If it's not, they'll be like, no, it was when you did this. And they'll give me another instance. So when I take them to something that's a very specific thing, they'll tell me that, no, it's this and it's not that.
Yeah.
And after that, you'll be able to see that, okay, that is that specific thing. And if there are other specific things that they have and they're not saying, just ask them. I need some certain scenarios where, you know, you could tell me that. And tone matters a lot. If you're going to be like, well, tell me when, hull. Tell me, give me all the instances. They're not going to, it's just going to come off as defensive. But with the tenderness that, okay, something I did invoked some kind of feelings and experiences for this person. What is that?
What was it?
And what would they want of me?
Yeah. So here, again, if you're on the receiving end, the goal isn't to be perfect. Rather, the goal is to be the best person that you can be. Mm. And you need to remember that, you know, there are people who care about you who won't hate you for as long as you're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as long as you're trying to make it right, as long as you're trying to find out what was it that ticked them or what was it that they didn't like. And they might come up with a suggestion or they might come up with an instance, a specific thing that they didn't like. You know, so I feel like from the receiving end, from the person who's receiving the criticism, trying to understand what was it that ticked them off. That could be a factor that you could work with. If someone is not giving you a why instantly, or if someone is not giving you a path to betterment or improvement.
I agree.
That's something that you can do.
Yeah. And also at the same time, it's really important to have that kind of conversation that give me a specific thing that if I did this, would this make you feel better? Or would this help, you know, in the scenario that we're in? But when you say that, what is it? What is the reason, right? I really resonate with that because sometimes we think that their criticism was bad, what they said was bad, but in reality, we just don't understand what it is that they're saying. And and to just dismiss something like that, because that's what's so beautiful about criticism and feedback, is that they show us the blind spots that we don't see about ourselves, and they can notice the nuances of what we are in particular aspects. I'm not saying that people know everything about you, but in a particular scenario, and they're able to see that things that you don't really see, you know?
Yeah.
And also, one thing I want to bring up is that being like throwing light on blind spots of ourselves, we often put ourselves in a more positive light. Sometimes we judge what we do based on our intentions. But when it comes to another person, we're quick to look at their actions first before taking a pause and seeing, okay, what was their intent behind this? And that kind of is a hypocritical stance to take, being like, no, I didn't mean to shout at her. I meant to just tell her the truth. I wanted to express myself. But to another person, they're going to be looking at your action, be like, no, but you yelled at me, you know? So that is, you know, those are things that are really important to notice, that am I just denying this other person because I want to have a good sense of who I am, you know?
Right. Now, since we spoke on being the receiving end, I would also like to talk about being someone who gives constructive criticism and who gives feedback. So, from your experience or from your understanding, what do you think is the best way to give constructive feedback criticism from the giving end, not from the receiving end, from the giving end?
So, for me, there are like two broad things when it comes to giving feedback. Number one, it's making the feedback about you. And I'll explain that. Making it about you. And I mention this a lot, but just this innate thing that they're not, another person isn't inadequate. And they're not missing a part of themselves through this. And so saying that someone could be acting in this particular way, it also puts this sense of expectation in us that only if these people behave this way will I be pleased, or will I think it's acceptable based on how I live my life, you know? So I'm just going to put that aside. I'm going to keep that aside. But when it comes to making it about me, right? When I say that, I mean by telling people what I liked about what they did and telling people what I would like more of in case they do something that is not something I really agree with, you know? So if you come up to me, for example, and you yell at me and you blow up on something that was really affecting you, right? There's a difference between me saying, listen, you shouldn't have yelled at me, right? That is different from saying, listen, I wanted us to have more of a very considerate, compassionate conversation. You know, because you're telling another person what you don't want. And so you're just negating things about them and they don't know what you do want. But by you telling them what you do want, you're giving them a direction on what they can work on instead of telling them what you don't want. You know, so you're moving towards a field of abundancy where there's so many ways you can do something that would help the other person.
Yeah.
So it's about not saying it was wrong, it was right, but saying what I liked, what I would like more of, you know, those two things.
Yeah.
And that is one thing. And the second thing, when I said make it about you, it's that even when appreciating, Yashna, if I were to say, hey, listen, when I saw your presentation, I was so, so excited because I loved all the colors and I felt so entertained because I was really looking for something that would keep me awake and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I loved your voice modulation.
Right.
So it's very specific. And I'm in no way saying that you were so great. I loved your presentation. Then the onus is on them. And that's when they associate their work to their emotions. But when I make it about me, I actually give them more by making it about me.
Right.
And so it's like something that you did contributed to my life and it made my life better. So that's when it comes to appreciation. But when it comes to criticizing and being like that, it goes back to what I said, saying what I want more of. And when we get triggered, for example, and we give that kind of feedback and we criticize or something, I'm not here saying that we need to be diplomatic about how we give feedback. I'm saying that we need to be to the core honest. And as humans, when we're really honest, we're actually quite peaceful. You know, and we are very, very calm in the way we feel. And I think the biggest thing I want to stress upon is that we think that honesty means being blunt, angry, and harsh. When being honest genuinely means knowing that what you think about what I say matters to me. And I want to take you into consideration and I want to assert myself because that way I'm living the truth, my truth. And I'm being honest to you about what I think about you. So, yeah, I just want to close with that for what I think.
So, you covered, like, two points that I had to say. One...
Shit.
So, it's a good thing. The one thing that you said, you know, getting a little specific about what you liked and making it about you, you know, that's something that we need to focus on because... how will you be able to give constructive criticism to someone? You know, number one, it's by paying attention. You know, you pay attention to what was being said or what was being done. You can't give them valuable feedback or constructive criticism if you're just, you know, on a very superficial level, say that I didn't like your PPT, you know, I liked your PPT. So paying attention and being aware of what is going on is the first thing that you need to do if you have to give someone, you know, valuable feedback. And so adding on to what you were saying, you know, putting the onus on you, number one, and giving them something that they can work on, that's something that I really want to stress on. And number two, going back to what you said, avoiding offensive language, avoiding abusive language, going even demanding for that matter. You know, you can't be that demanding when you're giving feedback. You can't be that harsh when you're giving feedback or aggressive even, you know.
I want you to do that.
Yeah, exactly. When you're giving feedback to someone, you know, you have to understand that they are a human being. You have to understand that all of us are sensitive. you know. You have to understand that even they are going to be sensitive no matter how macho they are, no matter how, you know, strong they are. They are going to take something that you said to heart, you know. And we're all sensitive. We're all not perfect. You can't make it about them. You can't make it about who they are as a human being. You have to make it about the work that they're doing. You have to make it about the thing that you are giving constructive criticism for. And it can't be something that you are a bad person, you know. I'm overgeneralizing over here, but you can't say that you are a bad person for, you know, doing such a bad job at this.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I really want. Like, humanize the whole perspective. Humanize the whole...
Are you saying separate their intention from their action?
Yeah, exactly. Separate the intention from the action and separate themselves from the work. Yeah.
And one thing I just wanted to add is that when someone, like, doesn't ask you for advice or ask you for specific areas of improvement, I would recommend just not. And I'm not talking about work, you know, I'm talking about generally. Like, just don't. Because when another person comes to me and says, okay, listen, how did you feel when I said this to you? Or how did you feel when I did this or, you know, showed you this? They're not asking me for solutions. They're asking me what was alive in me when they did that. They're just asking me to share with them my reality of what I experienced with them. That's about it. And if they're like, okay, what can I do better? Then give your inputs. But because you may give it based on your idea of life, but not theirs. Or your idea of how things should be done, but not theirs. And that is one thing. And the second thing is when I see people give me a bunch of positive feedback to build up to something and then give me negative feedback, I find that completely unnecessary. Like, don't use positive feedback as a cushion to give the negative feedback. Because the positive feedback should be complete in itself. And so often what I do is I mix them all together because they're all equal. They're all the same. Things I want more of, they're all one and the same. And positive feedback should not be a cushion. It should not be a way of sugarcoating it to make the message seem easy, you know? Positive feedback should be complete in itself. So that's something I wanted to say.
That's a brilliant point. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I trust negative feedback first, then positive.
And just, like, basic humility and basic understanding of the fact that everyone is human. Whatever you're saying is going to affect them, you know. And you should, this is something that I'm, you know, making a conscious effort of learning. You know, you should say things that would really add value. You should say things not just for the heck of it.
Right, because what you tell them also affects you, bro. Like, we're so interdependent.
Yeah, exactly. And what you say to them reflects on your behavior and your attitudes and your personality as well, you know?
Yeah.
And I would like to end with this, you know, this podcast that we're doing, you know, it's not just a self-improvement for others. It's not just us telling other people, you know, that this is something that you can work on or this is something that you need to do. It's also about us, you know. Yeah. We're also learning on the job. We're also learning when we're talking about things like this, like even this feedback episode. When I sat down and, you know, thought about what I want to say, it helped me realize so much. It helped me realize where I've crossed that thin line between, you know, constructive and not so constructive, you know. It made me realize when I've crossed that line also. So that's something that I want to end on, that it's not something, we're not high and mighty and we're not saying that,
of course, you know,
we're
two Indian post grads. We're 22 and there's so much that we have to learn, and this is something, and probably we might revisit these topics when we've grown more as people. But essentially, these are works in progress. That we just share a part of what we're learning with you. And that's a good point.
Thank you all for joining us today. We would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on today's episode. And since we're also new at this, we welcome feedback and constructive criticism.
please feel free to email us at theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. And since Yashna always tells me to spell it out, it's theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. If you have any questions or ideas that you would like us to answer or cover in the next episode, or if you have book recommendations that you would love for us to check out, do send us an email about that as well. We post podcasts on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of every month, so we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.